At the European Union Council on Agriculture and Fisheries of September 20, 2011, member states could not reach an agreement to renew the EU program on the distribution of food products to the most deprived. 6 out of the 27 member states were against it. The total value of funds for the 2012 program for the supply of food for the most deprived persons in the EU has been set at 113 million euros, a sharp reduction from the near 500 million euros awarded in recent years. The 2012 food aid scheme will be based exclusively on existing intervention stocks. The scheme to distribute free food to the most deprived persons in the community was launched as an emergency measure in the exceptionally cold winter of 1986-87, when surplus stocks of agricultural produce were given to member state charities for distribution to people in need. The measure was subsequently formalized and based on intervention stocks. Over the years, the most deprived food aid scheme has been responsible for ensuring that products based on beef, olive oil, butter, milk powder, rice, cereals, and sugar have been distributed to people in need in the European Union. Before the reform of the Common Agricultural Policy, stocks of these products were usually plentiful and stored in warehouses around Europe at the taxpayers' expense. As a result of the reform process that the Common Agricultural Policy has undergone since the early 1990s, large surplus stocks are now non-existent. The phasing down of systematic intervention on the markets, together with a growth in demand for staple food products, means that only small quantities are now available for the most deprived scheme. To ensure that the scheme could continue, it was amended in 1995 to allow the surplus stocks to be complemented by a financial contribution, when this was necessary. The overall budget for the program had increased from just under 100 million euros in 1988 to over 300 million euros in 2008. In 2009, 90% of food aid was purchased. The scheme currently provides food aid for 13 million people suffering from poverty in 19 member states and has distribution chains involving some 240 food banks and charities. Member states are free to choose whether or not to participate in the program. Aid is typically provided to a wide range of people living in poverty, including families in difficulties, elderly people with insufficient means, the homeless, the disabled, children at risk, the working poor, migrant workers, and asylum seekers. Member states that want to take part in the program would select suitable organizations, usually charities or local social services, to carry out the food distribution. They would then identify their needs for a 3-year programming period and make their request to the Commission, which allocates the budget. This would be done on an annual basis to enable adjustments to be made if the situation changes in the course of the programming period. In 2008, 19 of the 27 EU member states were participating in the scheme: Belgium, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Estonia, Greece, Spain, France, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Hungary, Malta, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovenia, and Finland. In 2010, agencies from Austria, Germany, Holland, and Sweden were also involved. In 2008, the Commission proposed not to limit the purchase of food aid just to times when intervention stocks are not available. This was partially due to the decreased availability of intervention stocks, but also to provide a broader food choice to strike a nutritional balance. Furthermore, they proposed the introduction of national co-financing of the scheme. Germany, however, challenged the practice of market purchasing, stating that the decision to purchase food for the poor falls under social policy and is therefore a national competence. The Court of Justice followed the German reasoning in its ruling last April 13th. This led to the annulment of the European provisions allowing market purchases. Therefore, as a result of this judgment, the provision of food aid regarding additional purchases of food on the market cannot be used as a legal basis for food distribution to EU citizens in need. As a result of the ruling, the budget for the 2012 program has been reduced from 480 million euros to 113.5 million euros and will be based exclusively on existing intervention stocks. Today, these stocks comprise only 162,000 tons of cereals and 54,000 tons of skimmed milk powder. In 2009, over 440,000 tons of products were distributed to 18 million people in 19 member states. Furthermore, given the current market, it is unlikely that there will be any intervention stocks in 2011-2012, and therefore it may not be possible to run the program in 2013.
There's too much crime in nation streets. My sentiments exactly. Government and big business hold the purse strings. When I worked the back ends. I'm at the mercy of the world.
In its September 20th press release, the council informs that as regards agriculture, ministers held a policy debate on the distribution of food products to the most deprived persons in the Union. They could not secure a majority in favor of the Commission proposal. A qualified majority in favor of guaranteeing the effective functioning of the program until the end of 2013 could not be reached. The initial proposal on this matter was presented to the Council in 2008. In 2010, the Commission submitted an amended proposal on the same subject. In both cases, a blocking minority emerged against the proposal. The 2010 amended proposal introduced a reshaping of the text to bring it into line with the provisions of the Lisbon Treaty. It proposed a change in the rules for co-financing with an increase in the Union's contribution and provided that financing sources in member states can be either public sector or private. Said amended proposal was adopted by the Commission on September 17, 2010. It builds on a 2008 proposal allowing the scheme to use market purchases on a permanent basis to complement available intervention stocks. Member states would choose what food to distribute, and food distribution plans would be established for three-year periods. Food would continue to be distributed in cooperation with charities and local social services. The amended proposal put an annual ceiling of 500 million euros on the EU's contribution. It makes a number of other adjustments to the original 2008 proposal, which was not adopted by the Council, despite the supportive stance of the European Parliament. The Council continues, explaining, "In 2008, Germany brought an action against the Commission before the Court of First Instance, seeking partial annulment of the Commission regulation on implementing the program in 2009. On April 13, 2011, the ruling of the General Court annulled those provisions of the Commission regulation allowing market purchases. Such purchases counted for 90% of resources allocated for the 2009 program. On June 10, 2011, to take account of the ruling, the Commission adopted a regulation providing for a reduction in the budget of the 2012 program from 480 million euros to 113.5 million euros. The 2012 scheme will thus be based exclusively on existing intervention stocks, with member states receiving less than a quarter of what they received in earlier years." The Council also informs that the last Commission proposal presented on September 20th would only apply to 2012 and 2013, since for the new multi-annual financial framework, the Commission has proposed a transfer of funding for this program from Heading 2, Sustainable Growth, Natural Resources, to Heading 1, Smart and Inclusive Growth, where the Commission considers it fits more appropriately with the poverty reduction target of the Europe 2020 strategy. A new legislative proposal on this issue for the period commencing in 2014 will be submitted by the Commission in due course. On July 7, 2011, members of the European Parliament called the Commission to take steps to prevent an immediate and sharp cutback in food aid to the poorest people in the EU following the cut in funding for the Most Deprived Persons scheme. In its resolution, the European Parliament calls on the Commission and Council to develop a transitional solution for the remaining years of the funding period, 2012 and 2013, and on all stakeholders to assess carefully the appropriateness of the food aid scheme, in particular as an element of the common agricultural policy. Importantly, the EP underlined that high quality and healthy nutrition is especially crucial for children and contributes towards satisfying their developmental and educational needs. They also stressed the important contribution the scheme has towards providing aid at a European level to the most vulnerable and deprived members of society, especially in light of the social crisis. The Commission was also asked to alter the regulation for the Most Deprived Persons scheme to find a solution to the current deadlock on this issue at Council level.
There's too much crime in nation streets. My sentiments
According to the European Commission's own estimates, 43 million people in the European Union were at risk of food poverty in 2009, a number on the rise due to the economic and financial crisis, sharp increase in food prices and price volatility. Moreover, the Commission estimates that 80 million people in the EU are at risk of poverty, and that due to the financial and economic crisis, the number of people affected by poverty are increasing. One of the five priorities of the EU 2020 strategy is to reduce poverty and social exclusion in the European Union. The Commission regrets that the Council, due to the opposition of a small number of member states, did not support the amendment to the legislation proposed by the Commission allowing the release of the whole of the envelope of 500 million euros for the scheme for both 2012 and 2013. The food distribution scheme has been tried and tested for 25 years, and according to Commissioner for the EU Agriculture and Rural Development, Dacian Ciolos, the European Union must remain a partner on which the food banks can count. We cannot be found wanting while the economic crisis makes this program all the more necessary. It is possible for us to resolve the situation, but this requires quick action. I call on the member states that are opposed to our proposal to act responsibly and not to play with the fear for millions of European households of not having access to an adequate amount of food in 2012 and 2013. Since September 2010, the legal basis for maintaining a 500 million euros food scheme in 2012 and 2013 has been waiting on a decision from member states. Short of a political decision, the Commission reduced the 2012 plan to the available intervention stocks, which amount to 113.5 million euros, in view of the judgment of the General Court of April 13, 2011, which deemed illegal the provisions of the 2009 program concerning purchases of products on the market. Meanwhile, France warned Germany and other countries that they risked provoking a food crisis in Europe because of their opposition to the EU-funded food aid scheme for the poorest EU citizens. The French Minister for Agriculture, Bruno Le Maire, said that dismantling the 500 million euro per year EU scheme in favor of national programs would threaten the food security of millions of European citizens already hit by financial difficulties. He said that France is completely against renationalizing this program. That would mean simply abandoning the poorest to their fates. But Germany says responsibility for social welfare issues should rest with national governments. The six countries opposed to the continuation of the program for 2012 and 2013 are Germany, the United Kingdom, Holland, the Czech Republic, Denmark, and Sweden. According to the Commissioner for EU Agriculture and Rural Development, Dacian Ciolos, some member states are failing to take their political responsibilities and are hiding behind legal arguments. They have to decide if they are prepared to let this program fail. The EU scheme currently provides about half the total food aid distributed by charitable organizations in Europe each year. A coalition of French aid groups, including the French Red Cross and the National Food Bank, said that without the EU scheme, they would be unable to deliver some 130 million meals in 2012 and 2013 as planned. The Polish EU presidency said it would try to find a compromise to break the deadlock before the next meeting of EU farm ministers next month, and that the issue would be raised at a summit of EU leaders in Brussels, also scheduled in October.
There's too much crime in nation streets. My sentiments exactly. Government and big business hold the purse strings. When I worked in the back ends. I'm at the mercy of the world.
According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, military expenditure of the UK for 2010, in constant 2009 US dollars, amounts to 57,424 million. In the case of Germany, around 46,848 million US dollars, also for 2010. The Netherlands, 11,604 million. The Czech Republic, 2,529 million. Denmark, 4,588 million. And Sweden, 5,248 million. Therefore, the military expenditure for 2010 of the six countries opposed to the continuation of the food program for the most deprived EU citizens is of 128,241 million US dollars, far beyond the 500 million euros for the scheme for both 2012 and 2013. In the current economic crisis, it would be unacceptable and immoral for Europe to abandon its most vulnerable citizens, especially if we consider, for example, that the cumulative cost of the UK's involvement in the Libya conflict to the end of August could be as high as £1.75 billion, that is to say about $2.71 billion US dollars, and the mission is not over yet. For further information on economic and social rights, as well as on deflation and the economic crisis, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized web pages. This program has been prepared with information provided by the European Commission, the Council of the European Union, the European Parliament, the French Ministry of Agriculture, the Platform of European Social NGOs, Social Platform, and the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. It has been produced at our studios in Belgium on September 27, 2011.